Psalm 63. O God, you are my God. Earnestly I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh faints or longs for you, as in a dry and weary land where there is no water. So I have looked upon you in the sanctuary, remembering back, beholding your power and glory. Behold, your steadfast love is better than life. My lips will praise you. So I will bless you as long as I live. In your name I will lift up my hands. My soul will be satisfied as with fat and rich food. You can reference John 4:3-4 with that. And my mouth will praise you with joyful lips. I'll be singing. When I remember you upon my bed and meditate on you in the watches of the night, for you have been my help. In the shadow of your wings I will sing for joy. My soul clings to you. Your right hand upholds me. And then it changes tune a little bit. David chooses to praise God in the midst of desolation and fear. But verse 9, but those who seek to destroy my life shall go down into the depths of the earth. They shall be given over to the power of the sword. They shall be a portion for jackals, but the king shall rejoice in God. All who swear by him shall exalt him, for the mouths of liars will be stopped. This is David writing while he's in the wilderness of Judah. He's running for his life. He's fearful of enemies, and he's in, you know, he's in the midst of some extreme suffering, and yet he's just longing and praising God. You know, I almost sometimes in my life I would like more persecution so I could feel that closeness with God, so I could experience his presence more. But obviously I don't want to suffer, but that joy in those hard times, that closeness that God brings or just makes us feel, because he never leaves us. So he's allowing that closer feeling when we're going through hard times. So that's why we're called to rejoice in good and in bad times. Rejoice through the suffering. Don't just pray to get out of the suffering, which you should by all means, but be rejoicing in the suffering, drawing close to God. You can ask why, you can express your hurts and your pains in it, but knowing that, you know, God, you are good and I love you and I trust you. Read Psalm 63 a couple times.